Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, welcome out to ClickFunnels Radio. Like I mentioned in the last episode, you are not getting Dave Woodward for the next couple episodes. You are getting me, myself, Miles Clifford, and I am so excited to be here with you. And I'm even more excited because this is the first interview I'll be doing, and I get to kick it off in style with one of my favorite people. I've been working with her and her team as we prepare for Funnel Hacking Live. She's been amazing to work with. She's an amazing entrepreneur, and her team is stellar. Maybe we'll talk about how she built out such an amazing team as well. But I am so excited to introduce the first guest I'll be interviewing on ClickFunnels Radio, Krista. Krista, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Miles, and I was just telling you how fun it's been to work with you for preparing for Funnel Hacking Live. You've just been so gracious and kind, and you know, I appreciate it. So we love working with you.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, and I mentioned to you, you and your team have been so easy to work with, and I appreciate that. And so anyone listening out there, be easy to work with. It makes more people want to work with you. There's the first bit of advice from this episode of ClickFunnels Radio. But I just want to give you kind of a little bit of a background about Krista. She is actually going to be on our stage in 42 days from the time we are recording this. So probably about 38 days by the time this is released. And Krista is a coach and best-selling author who helps local professionals grow their business through publishing. Now, a lot of people, Krista, I think this happened to Russell when he launched ClickFunnels was, well, Russell's the guy that knows how to sell supplements online. And for you, I think that kind of happened with you as well, because you started off in real estate. So we'll kind of start with your journey, but you've branched out into way more than that. Like, it's not just the real estate agents you're helping. You're helping really anyone that has a product or service. So do you kind of want to tell us a little bit about your background, your history, and this will just kind of lead us into how you got on stage at Funnel Hacking Live.
Yeah. So let me go kind of deep here if I can. And it's funny, and I'm going to be talking about this at Funnel Hacking Live. I'm going to kind of tell my story. And I haven't ever really told my full story until about 6 months ago. And the reason being is because 2 years ago, I sat at Funnel Hacking Live, and it was all about sharing your personal story, like your real story and how it will help people and how you connect with people. So it really, really impacted me. And I went back on the plane, and I actually ended up writing a letter to my mom and asking her if I could share my story. And it took me over a year to give her this letter because I was just so nervous to give it to her. So I gave her the letter, and then she held on to it for a couple of weeks. And then she said, hey, let's meet for lunch and talk about the letter. And we never talked about the letter, but it was kind of like the green light that I could kind of share my story. So I understand that the story is kind of deep, right? It's sort of vulnerable. I tell it now because I think people look at people and they just think that they've always had it, you know, so easy, right? Like they might think about me, see me and think, oh, she's successful because she's got that blonde hair, which by the way is fake, right? Extensions. Or they assume things and they don't understand like where people can come from. And so these limiting beliefs and these thoughts that people have, it keeps them from achieving greatness, right? So I haven't lived at home since I was 13, and I started running away from home because there was some physical abuse that was happening in the home. And so I found myself living on the streets and living in my friends' parents' RVs and in my friends' closets at night where their parents were home. And it was a pretty rough time. I mean, I remember one time we broke into an abandoned apartment that was being reconstructed. We turned the ovens on, and we like literally nearly almost burnt the place down. This, you know, it was just crazy. So we were on the run for about a year, and finally we got caught because we actually ended up, don't judge me, but we actually ended up sneaking into our eighth grade classroom PE locker room. And while the girls were at PE in their PE clothes, we stole all their clothes and all their lunch money and purses and stuff. So we could have clothes and lunch money. And then here we are with these two big, huge black like bags walking down the street, and a teacher saw us. And that's how we actually got in trouble. So I ended up going to juvenile hall for about 3 months. And then I ended up leaving juvenile hall and getting sent to a foster home. So I haven't been back home since I was 13. And, you know, those are pretty formidable times when you're at that age, right? Like you're just, you know, remember when you're Miles, like when you're in seventh and eighth grade, remember those times?
Oh yeah. I mean, like everything mattered the most to you at those times, things that didn't matter, but like it, those years shape who you are really, like the seventh, eighth, ninth grade years. And yeah, big time.
Yeah. Like you feel like nobody likes you. You feel kind of awkward. You're insecure. You know, that's when you're kind of developing. And so it caused me not being at home. I always felt like I wasn't good enough, and because there was some abuse happening in the house, and that was the reason why I left. And so even when you have that kind of abuse, you feel like you always feel like you're trying to prove yourself, because when you have a parent that's physically abusive, and by the way, I just want to say that my mom and I are so very close. And I actually, when I went home and confronted her about this as I got older, she completely worked through it with me and just absolutely has been the most amazing person in my healing process. So I love her and adore her for it. And she carries a lot of guilt, and I always tell her, Mom, like, you helped me be who I am. So I'm actually, as weird as it sounds, like, I always tell her, it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing, because it really created who I am as an individual today, and I can help more people now because of it. So you know, it's like, it's a hard time. So I tell people this story because, you know, I put myself through college, paid for it myself, took out student loans, bought my own first car. Like, you know, 3.5 years ago, I remember seeing Russell on a webinar and thinking, oh my gosh, I was in real estate, right? And I was doing really good as a real estate agent, top 1% for, you know, 17, 20 years in a row. So I've sold over 2,200 homes. And he talked about how you could have this, you know, if you're good at something, how you could help people. And I used to be a teacher prior to getting into real estate. I was like, oh my gosh, I could do this. Like, I miss, you know, teaching people. And so I took the plunge. And I remember when I took the plunge, I didn't even know what a funnel was. I literally pulled out my credit card, paid Russell $25,000. And like 3 weeks later, I'm in Idaho, you know, at the FAT event, right?
Yep.
And I'm around, and then I go to the first Inner Circle meeting, and I'm with all these Alex Hormozi and Allison Prince and all these people who have just made millions of dollars. And I remember feeling like, oh my gosh, like, what the hell did I do? I don't belong here. Like, this is not, these people are so much smarter than me, and nobody knows me, and I'm not really entrepreneurial, and like, what the heck is a funnel anyways? You know, it was like, it was so crazy. And then I remember thinking to myself, you know, Krista, if they can do it, you can do it too. So I went home and I printed out, I went and found a funnel online, and I had my team like Photoshop and put my name on it, right? And I printed out a paper copy of it. I put it on my vision board, and my vision board's right in my bathroom because I drink a lot of water. So every time I go to the bathroom, I would see it. I'd see my name, right? And it took me 11 months to get my first one. It was so hard to get my first one. I probably spent more money than $1 million to get, right? Like no one ever talks about that, but it was hard. And then all of a sudden we got like another one, like 2 months later, we did crazy amounts of money. It was, I don't even remember what it was, but it was like, we did around $7 million dollars within like 2 years almost, right? Like, it's just massive success. And then all of a sudden everything stopped. Like, when COVID hit, we were at a 6-week burn rate. We were about to go under. We know the sales went from like, you know, $600,000-$700,000 a month to like $40,000-$20,000. And mind you, I had this staff and everything. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go under. What's going on? And we just changed and we modified and we adapted. And I remember going to an Inner Circle meeting and they talked about challenges, and we had been doing them, but we were like, we're going to change this whole challenge thing up. And so we started doing this special way of doing what we call an accelerator boot camp. And then we took people from that and we put them into a 2-day event. So I'd been studying people for the past like 3 years, and I've spent so much money on coaching and courses. And we absolutely just were studying the sales process. Right. And so, I mean, now we're doing $1 million months. We're on our 7-month in a row. We've done over $1 million. We've averaged over $1 million a month. And just this year, like, we've gotten, you know, the 10X award, and then those 3 Tucano Clubs down there, those are all just from this year, all from taking the risk and investing that $25,000 and believing in myself. And the crazy thing is that when I wanted to leave real estate, and I got to tell you, Miles, like, when you're in real estate, you work your butt off. I was a top producing agent, you know, selling at 150, 160, 170 homes a year every year. And that wasn't with the big team. It was myself, a transaction coordinator, and an assistant, right? And so I'm working constantly. I have no life. My phone is ringing like crazy. My kids are like, we're on vacation. My kids are like, mom, get off your phone. I'm going down the zip line, like, literally negotiating deals. I mean, I'm not kidding, Miles. Like, I would get up in the morning at like 3 a.m. in Hawaii, sneak downstairs, work until 9, sneak back in bed so my family wouldn't know, and then still be on the phone bill. It was like so bad. And so when I wanted to become a coach, my parents were like, Krista, normal people don't leave their career that they're doing over $1 million and change. I don't think it's a good idea. We love you and we want to support you, but Chris, what are you doing? Like, really? And thank goodness. And they love me and they want to support me. They want to help me, but they would have held me back if I would have listened. So sometimes when you have these dreams, people around you that don't have your vision, that aren't a part of the culture, that don't see the success, that don't have the belief, they're going to tell you not to do it because they themselves, number one, you don't ask somebody how to make $1 million a month if they've never done it, right? Or a year if they've never done it. You go to somebody who's done the thing that you're trying to do. And my dad, God bless him, he's the most amazing man in the world. He's my favorite person in the world next to my husband. But he you know, never made probably more than $150,000 a year, if that, you know. Yeah. We lived on a very, very low income. So I say that because I just, people, they see people on stages and they see people doing these things and they think that it's impossible, or they think that they're gifted in some special way. And I just tell everyone, if I could do it, this girl from a foster home that hasn't lived at home since she was 13, who literally wet the bed until I was about 11 because of the abuse that was happening. And we learned in second grade, I couldn't read. So I got put in a special class, like truly a special class. If I can do it, like anybody can. So I just want to put that out there. Like anybody can do it, but you got to just like invest in yourself, invest the time and the energy and put in the work and never, ever stop.
And I think like taking that and then going back to what you talked about, where you showed up to that first Inner Circle event where you were paying $25,000 and you're in that room with Alex Hormozi, Allison Prince, Russell Brunson, and you felt like you didn't belong. And even if like that was the case, which it wasn't, you belonged, you were there for a reason, but you were around those people that shared the same vision, same dream, same passion, same like life-changing motivation that you had. And like, you know, that's where getting around those people, proximity is power. I truly believe that. And when you're around the people who share those same mindsets and belief as you, there is no mountain that is, you know, unmovable type of thing. Like you can move anything in this world if you put your mind to it. And just, you know, you were talking about kind of just your story is incredible, right? Just not being at home since you were 13, and then also putting yourself through college and buying your own car. And, you know, a lot of these things, a lot of us grow up with, like, you know, people, parents paying for college or, you know, taking out student loans and all those things, but you were able to do that even with those hardships. So I saw you kind of fidgeting with a bracelet. I want you, because I know, you know, there's a lot of, I guess, mindset and things you have to overcome and mentally, you know, to really continue to work through those things. So explain the bracelet you're wearing and why you wear it, what it does, and how that's helped you in your kind of your path.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So this is something, it's called Stop, Snap, and Switch. Okay. In fact, we're actually giving a gift away at Funnel Hacking Live for this. We're teaching it because it works so well. So people will say to you, well, Krista, how do you build a funnel? How do you do a video that converts? And how do you do a Facebook ad and all these things? And I'm like, well, you can't do any of those things if you don't work on what's in here, right? I mean, I'm a prime example of that. Like I'm a master of my mindset, and I've put years and years of work and read, you know, hundreds of books on mindset and about science and how the brain works. Like I'm obsessed with how the brain works in relation to our production. And we have anywhere between 60 and 70,000 thoughts a day. And most in humans' natural instinct, a lot of times, is to go towards the negative, right? Like to go towards the negative. And so we say things to ourselves like, oh, I can't do this, or it's too hard, or I'm not good enough, I don't belong in this room, right? Or I'll give you an example. I thought for a long time, I was like, maybe Russell doesn't like me. Like he's never asked me to be on stage, and I've had such great success. And I kind of felt like a little bit, you know, like, and again, this stems from my abuse, right? I felt like, oh, I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy enough and all that. And that's like, so not me. And so about 8 months ago, one of my good friends said, Krista, you're like the mindset person. You always talk about, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. And I'm like, you know what? I need to just stop. Like I am good enough, and it's just not my time. Right. So this is how the bracelet works. Anytime you have a negative thought, for example, like, oh man, you know, I've done so good, and I wonder if Russell hasn't helped me on stage. Maybe he doesn't like me, or I'm just not good enough to be on stage, or I don't belong there. You recognize that and you go, you stop and recognize it. You snap and you switch. Now, when I'm switching, I'm going to say, hey, Russell wants me on stage. I'm amazing. It's just not my time yet, right? Good things, it will come. It will come. And so when you start recognizing all the things, these negative self-talk, because our thoughts, literally our thoughts, our beliefs, our philosophies, they turn into our actions, our, you know, our attitudes, like our implementation, our habits. And those implementation, those habits, that work that we do turns into our outcome, our success, our life, right? So literally your thoughts turn into your actions, and those actions make up your life. So if we can change our thought process and just really, really notice on the things that we're saying to ourselves, we can literally change our life, because it comes with belief first. If you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody's going to believe in you, right? The reason why children, they're so convicted, they have so much conviction, right? They always want to argue, and they get their way, and we give in because they're just so convinced, unless it's like going to hurt. And we just like, fine, eat the freaking candy bar. It's fine. Just quit, you know, because they're just so convicted. He who has the most conviction will win. He who has the most confidence will win. So if we can believe in ourselves and our abilities and get that out there to our audience, we're going to be more trustworthy, right? They're going to have more belief. And that's half the battle. So it starts with our thoughts. It starts with our mindset. And, you know, mindset is one of my specialties. I'm obsessed with how the brain works. And there's so much scientific evidence about our thoughts, like truly, truly our thoughts turn into our actions. That's why visualization is so powerful. Our neural pathways in our brains, they don't know the difference between when you think about something and when you actually do it. And there's so much research on this. In fact, there was a study that was done, and it took people, and it was either two weeks or four weeks. They had three groups of people. They had one group of people that shot a basketball for 20 minutes a day, right? They had another group of people that visualized shooting the basket for 20 minutes a day. And then another group that did nothing. The group that did nothing saw zero results. The group that actually shot every day, they had a 24% increase in getting better. The ones that visualized had a 23% increase.
Holy cow.
Just one, Miles, this is true. Just 1% difference, all because of your thinking. So like, so for example, I don't even like saying this out loud because I hate saying negative things, but I could speak in front of 8 million people on Zoom. Okay. But if you get me in front of like 100 people or like at the Inner Circle, I used to get so nervous. I still kind of do. And I get on stage and I freak out and talk super fast. And people are probably like, she's a weirdo, you know, she talks too fast. And so I get so nervous, my heart beats and I start sweating armpits. And you can see the sweat everywhere. And I'm just like, oh my God, my knees like doing this. So I'm thinking about getting on the phone, like in live stage, right? In front of 3,500 people in person. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like it freaks me out. So I have been like this morning, I got up at four o'clock. I did my daily sheet. I can talk about that next. And then I visualized myself on stage. I visualized myself being happy. And so now I say things like this. I says, I am an impactful speaker who makes a difference and inspires people to take action. I have fun on stage and am confident. Right. And then on the back, I wrote, money comes easily and frequently through multiple avenues and increasing quantities. I love to sell because sales is service. I cannot help or impact the world unless they invest in themselves and believe I can help them. I am the number one most favored speaker at Dallas and the number one most favored speaker at Funnel Hacking Live. This will open up a lot of doors for me. I deserve and I have earned them. I am calm and at ease inside. My sparkle and light were meant to impact many lives. Right. So this is what I'm saying now about Funnel Hacking Live. I'm not saying that I'm nervous or even though I am, like, I'm changing. And then I visualize myself on the stage calm, making an impact and getting the message out there and like really, really making a difference. Right. So,
and I think that's so important too. You know, you had talked about, like, obviously I can't wait to see your presentation at Funnel Hacking Live and, you know, just the things that you're writing down and the thoughts that we have. And I think it plays such a huge part. You just talked about, like, when COVID hit last year, you guys went from multiple six figures down to 40,000. And, you know, depending on your mindset or whatever, like if you had the mindset of, well, I guess this is it. It was a good run. We're done. Like it's game over. You close shop. You know, families are impacted because employees don't have jobs. But instead that positive mindset of, okay, we're going to figure this out. We're going to pivot. We're going to do something. We're going to do something better than anyone's ever done it. And now all of a sudden, you know, Krista has turned around and pointed at this wall behind her, for those of you that are listening, that is full of Two Comma Club and Two Comma Club X awards. And so, like, just having that positive mindset, I love what you're talking about right here. And I know you're going to be covering some of that at Funnel Hacking Live as well. So I'm super excited about that. And so when you step on stage as this super confident speaker that is going to, you know, really blow people's minds in the audience just with the information and the, you know, everything that you are giving to them, what are the things you're most excited to share with everybody from stage?
So I only am going to do probably about 2 minutes on the mindset because Russell really wants me to talk about, you know, the pre-funnel, right? So I remember at the Inner Circle, people would talk about the funnel. The funnel. I was like, you guys are forgetting about what's happening pre-funnel, right? And so that's kind of what I specialize in teaching people how to do, is how to like really, really become the authority in your space, no matter what, whether you're selling real estate or you're selling insurance or you're selling t-shirts, right? Mm-hmm. And you do that by developing trust within in the audience. So many people are putting out lead magnets and they're trying to get people to give them their information and to click on their stuff and to go to their funnel. But people are getting less and less likely to do that. They're getting more afraid. There's so much more stuff out there. So what my process in both being a digital marketer coach and also as a real estate agent, I started putting out content, free content, right? I literally put an ad, spend money behind content. And I was prolific at times, like Russell teaches us to do. And I just give information and value. And there's something called a parasocial relationship. And what that is when somebody sees you, our brains have been built because of growing up watching TV and the boob tube and all that. Our brains, we've been like programmed to think of that when we see somebody on the other side of a screen or, you know, a video or the phone on a video or an ad with a video, we've been programmed to see them as somebody of importance. Mm-hmm. And even if we don't like them, research shows the more somebody sees you, the more they start to like you, right? And so the idea is that I call it, you want to win before you arrive, right? So winning before you arrive means when somebody gets to my funnel, I've already won because they're going to that funnel because they like me, know me, and trust me. I've positioned myself as the authority. I've added value to them. I've broke down their barriers. We've literally developed a parasocial relationship, a one-sided relationship. These people think that they know me, right? Yeah. And think of it like this, like when you watch television, what's your favorite television show?
The Office.
Okay, so who's your favorite character?
Oh, I love Dwight.
Okay, so you love Dwight. Okay, so do you ever get like, do you ever like laugh with Dwight and cry with Dwight and get mad at somebody that's mad at, like, you are like, you feel like you know Dwight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 100%. Same thing. You do? Okay, cool. Like, if you saw him on the street, you'd be like, Dwight, oh my God, you know, like, we're best friends. I love you. Okay?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with us. And that's, and Russell does this so perfectly. He is the perfect role model of how to demonstrate how to produce content on a regular basis. Both we see that he's a great husband, he's a great father. We see him playing with his daughter doing gymnastics in their house. We see him wrestling with his sons. We see him being a great coach. We see him being a great husband. And then we also see Russell being the expert digital marketer and writing the books. And so people are like they feel like they know Russell. I mean, people are getting tattoos with his name on it and all this, you know, ClickFunnels and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because he's a master marketer. He's a master at producing content on a daily basis, getting in front of people so that when they get to the funnel, they are more likely to convert. And I'm a prime example. I watched a 90-minute webinar that Russell did, and I had never once seen him before. And I was like, man, this guy's good. Like, I am buying what he has. And I did put on a credit card. It was risky. But I put down that $25,000. Plus, I paid another $5,000 to have my partner with me. And next thing you know, like, I hired the best of the best. And with, you know, I think we're close to $17 million in 3.5 years that we've done, from no one knowing who I was, like, to now. And now we're even, he's opened up so many doors, right? And it all came from watching him on a video and developing a relationship with him, trusting him enough to pull out my credit card and then follow his teachings. So I like to think about all the work that I do pre-funnel. The idea is figure out what are the problems that your people are having? Like, you cannot be considered a solution unless you're solving a problem.
Yeah.
And people are much more likely to, they want to move away from pain than they are towards pleasure. So figure out, what are the problems? You really got to get to know your client avatar. What are the problems that they're going through? Like, what are they experiencing? What are their pains? Like, you know, what's keeping them up and up? What are they like dreaming about that they just can't get to? What problems do they have? They don't even know that they have. Right. And what do I mean by that? Let's just say that you sell software, right? And you sell a software that helps people's funnels load faster. And so if I did a commercial that said, did you know that you're losing about 26% of your traffic if your landing page or your funnel takes longer than 3 seconds to load? And I'm like, what? I didn't know that. I'm losing 26% of my traffic if my funnel takes 3 seconds or longer to build, like to load. Oh my gosh, I have a problem. Now, that's video number one. I hook them in a way that I'm solving a problem, hopefully even talking about a problem that they don't know they have, that they do, that I can solve. Mm-hmm. That's step one. Then step two is, I don't ask them to click on step one. They're just watching. It's just value, right? So I'm doing reach campaigns, putting my videos out in front of my target audience just to give them information. Second step is, okay, great. Now I'm going to nurture you. Nurture, 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 right? Now I'm nurturing this lead. And while I'm nurturing them, I'm getting them to know me now. I'm breaking down their barriers, positioning myself as the authority, getting them more likely to click. And now I say, hey, if you'd like a free download, just go ahead and click. Just click the link below. So first they watch, now they click. They're taking a second step, right? Yep. Then I retarget to them. And this does work with the iOS Apple update, because anytime somebody watches, I can retarget to people, okay, on that platform on Facebook, because they're not leaving Facebook. Mm-hmm. And now when they click, I can also now retarget to them, right? And they're watching and clicking. So now I have these audiences that have watched. They've watched and now they've clicked. Now I'm like, great. Now you've watched, you've clicked. Now, hey, for this extra special thing, I need to get your name and your phone number and your email, right? So it's like I'm dating before I just get married. But most people are just trying to get married instead of taking the chance to get to know you. And so this has just worked so well for me because, I mean, no one knew me as a real estate coach, right? I mean, 3.5 years ago, I was a nobody. People knew me locally. Everyone knew me locally because I used that exact same strategy. But no one knew me as a coach. So I started off with just creating like 30 content videos, prolific ones, you know, ones that like really talked about problems they were having, and just got the content out there and put myself in front of as many people as possible before asking them to do anything at all.
Yeah.
Second step. People are like, well, Chris, that's expensive, isn't it? Well, it might cost a little bit more initially, but the thing is, it's way more cost effective at the end, because now by the time people get to me, they're so much more likely to click. They're so much more likely to download because they've already developed a relationship.
I love it. I love it. And I can't wait for that presentation. The way Russell has that whole day choreographed, like it is just like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 punches right in a row that are going to help take you and elevate your business. I'm so excited for your presentation. I'm so excited for Funnel Hacking Live. I think some of the things you've talked about, you know, if you're on the fence about attending Funnel Hacking Live, I mean, just this conversation should have convinced you to go. But the things that we've talked about, like proximity is power, being around people, like-minded people, you know, there's going to be thousands of entrepreneurs in person, or if you can't attend in person, we have a virtual option. There's going to be rooms and breakouts where you can get to know other people as well. Like that's one of the best things about Funnel Hacking Live is the networking, getting to know people, building relationships. And then the other great thing about it is hearing amazing presenters like Krista as they're sharing what's taken them from, you know, I mean, where they were, you know, from living, trying to start fires in apartment buildings, or to, you know, speaking on stage at Funnel Hacking Live and tons of 2 Comma Club awards, $17 million. Like the speakers, Russell picks them in a way that choreographs that's going to impact you the most, but then also he picks speakers that are going to share the things that have helped them. Like these speakers, like Krista, I know is going to over deliver in every aspect. I know what her seat drop is. We won't tell you everything she's giving to you at Funnel Hacking Live because like we want it to be a surprise, but even just her seat drop alone, I'm just like, are you kidding me? Most people don't do this. And so we're super excited about that and what her and her team are doing there. But Krista, if you wanted to share just one more reason why people should come to Funnel Hacking Live and see you present or just be there in person, what would you tell them?
I will tell you, it's like, Russell spent like, what, $6-7 million on this thing? You're going to this huge party where you're going to massively impact your life. You know, Jim Rohn says that look at the 5 closest people next to you and you will see yourself, right? I mean, when I sat at Funnel Hacking Live and was able to actually get the courage to write that letter to my mom, right? It helped me impact more people. Had I not been there, I never would have done that. Me being able to share that story has helped me convert, you know, a lot more because people identify with me and they realize, my gosh, if she could do that, then I can. So it's like the most amazing event ever. It's literally life. I mean, life changing. You know, before Russell, I was working my tail off with no time, right? Working weekends, working nights, no time with my kids. I was so exhausted and pretty much hated my life, even though I was making, you know, over $1 million a year. Well, now I can take Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. I'm going on vacations. We're doing $1 million like months now, not years, right? And I was real estate for 17 years. Now it's been 20, but when I left, it was 17 years. It took me 17 years to get to $1 million. With Russell, it took me 11 months, right? And it's because of being in the room with other people and seeing what they can do and then believing and adopting the belief and having the courage to actually invest my time and my resources. So right now, you got to make the decision, invest the time, invest that 3 or 4 days, invest the resources. What is it, $1,000? My God, that's nothing. $1,000 could literally change, and you can find it somewhere, right? You got to be resourceful. Anyone can find $1,000 somewhere. it's not going to happen by you just sitting there thinking. You've got to figure it out. And all it takes, small hinges move big doors, right?
Yeah.
If you can just get one thing that can positively impact your business or get you to get off the fence and stop working for somebody else and start working for yourself and fulfilling other people's lives, like, it's game over. I mean, I've never been happier, Miles, in my life. And when I say that, I mean that, like, I have the best job in the world. I get to help people every day. I get to help people make a lot of money and change lives. It doesn't get better. So go, I promise you, you're going to love it. And we're going to be like, just giving you so many tidbits. We're going to tell you exactly what to do to have, like, to just crush life.
That's awesome. You know what? We should just take that, make that an ad and put it out there to the world. Perfect. But I really do appreciate you taking time out to come and hang out with me. Again, this is the first episode without Dave for a little while until he comes back after all the CEO stuff he's doing. So appreciate you hanging out with me for a little bit. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience? I know you've shared mindset, you've shared, you know, the pre-funnel ads and how to really attract the type of audience you're trying to work with and how to convert them and how to continue to, I guess, really get them in your ecosystem and ascend them up the value ladder. Is there anything else you would like to share?
Yes. I just remember you said that I can give them a copy of my free book that teaches in this whole process, right?
Yes. I was hoping you were telling them that.
Yes. We're going to give you a free audio copy and a free digital copy. And the cool thing is that if you listen to this, when I get on stage, you're going to be like, I get it. And it will just help you so much more. And I know so many of the speakers are going to be talking about this type of stuff. So it is a free audio book and digital book. You just go to KristaMayshore.com/ultimate marketing. So KristaMayshore.com/ultimate marketing. You're going to get a digital copy of my book, The Ultimate Lead Gen Playbook, how to dominate your profession. And you'll also get the audio copy and sign up for Funnel Hacking Live right now.
And we'll put that link down below in case you missed it. We will add that link in the description, but thank you for the free gift. Listeners, make sure you go get a copy of that. And again, thank you, Christopher, for coming on. I appreciate it. With that, you guys have a fantastic day. You are listening to ClickFunnels Radio. Until next time, we'll see you later. And thanks for joining.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA, and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.